Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to The Cara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. We all have intuitive vision. It's a matter of tapping into it. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And we do events first, and then we open up the phone lines. But I am going to hand you, after the first break, the number so you could be all ready to dial in. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, or you can IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newssky@radio.com, and Benny will read your IM messages if you're not able to get on the phone. And I want to talk about some up-and-coming events and the best way that you could be in the know of up-and-coming events and specials that we're having. I always do a special of the month as far as a service or a product with money off is to sign up for the free newsletter. I don't give out your addresses, so you don't have to have any concerns about that. But this Friday we have, for anybody on the East Coast, it is at Sue's Fine Salon and Gathering in East Haddam, Connecticut. It's 2012, the end of a cycle, and this, we're going to be discussing the history of the Mayan calendar, the mixed messages that we're getting, how to filter out the fear. What do you do now matters. Humans, evolving or devolving. Mother Earth, the ultimate self-regulator. How to work with the energy shifts. Why what you're doing now makes the changes. Living through major changes and getting back to basics. How to get back to balance. And so space is limited, so you could get your seat by calling Linda at Sue's Salon at 860-873-3339 or Wendy at my office. She's my lovely great assistant. God bless Wendy. And that number is 860-887-1271 to register. So, again, that's this Friday. Come on in. It's 6:30 to 7 o'clock is where we're going to gather, greet, and meet. And then the lecture is from 7 to 9 o'clock. I welcome your questions and or comments. This is a together thing. I like to do stuff inclusively. And we also, this Thursday, is the last circle of the Intuitive Development Circle. It's been part of a four-week circle that you can get the MP3 of if you like to after it's complete, or you could join in this Thursday. It's 7 to 8:30 for an hour and a half. We get information. This week we're going to talk about increasing your intuitive abilities, how to read clearly and cleanly, and how to trust your intuition. We're all intuitive, each and every single one of us. It's a matter of getting clean readings and not charged readings and going with the flow and unlocking the gateways, the gates, there's little gates to accurate information. So, and how to work with crystals, runes, numbers, and animals for synchronistic and power animals and tarot cards. So we're going through all that. This is coming up Thursday. And that's called the Intuitive Circle. We also have the Gathering in the next one. And this, we have these every Friday, first Friday of the month from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And this is, again, by phone or in person. And that's 2 hours that I will give you information on updated shifts that are happening. I read energy grids all the time, personal energy grids during personal readings, and then I also read what's happening with the earth grids and the planetary grids. And so I'm constantly reading the Trinity, individual, the earth, and how it affects the universal energies. And so I give you the information of what I'm getting during the gatherings. And so it absolutely affects us individually and collectively. So you get information and we share our comments. And then we do some very sacred attunements to really help cleanse and direct your energy. So those are called the gathering. We have dates of those all the way to the end of the month, end of the year, I should say. And the last one being Friday, December 3rd. And again, they're all from 7 to 9. And if you're not able to make it, remember that we tape them and we have MP3s, so they're available by MP3. We're also having a special on the bush flower essences. A lot of people know about the Bach flower remedies, rescue remedy in particular. This bush flower essences is the creator of it was a man, is a fourth generation homeopathy person and naturopath, I should say, medicine person. He was taught by his grandmother. I think that's so cool to be raised as a fourth generational flower person, essence person. So he grew up with learning how to commune with nature, learning how to talk to the plants, and to be able to get the medicine from the plants. And so he created Australian bush essences. Obviously, he's from Australia, and he studied the Bach flower remedy. And so he even credits a lot of the Dr. Bach for introducing the world to it. And I really like his products, and I use both of them, so I'm not saying there's a better one, but I just am doing a special. And so what you do to get your special, I will mix up to 7 different essences just for you. And if your body says that you only need 3, don't think that, oh, I got ripped off, that I only got 3. More is not always better. So you can mix in a bottle for a personal remedy up to 7. But again, a lot of times with myself, I'll only use 1 remedy or 2 remedies at a time. And but the savings is significant that I'm offering to you. So you get your remedy for $22 plus shipping and handling, which is about $3. And the more remedies I use, you could be savings up to $50, $60, $70. And so you could place your order by Union or emailing union1111@yahoo.com or, again, calling Wendy at 860-887-1201. And we also offered a new remote reading. The remote readings are very popular. On the email, website, it says 10 minutes, but they're actually 10 minutes. They're 15 minutes, so we have to correct that. But we do 15-minute ones, 20-minute ones, and 30-minute ones. We are offering $25 off of those this month, and you get a report as soon as you sign up for it. The healing begins if you want it to. And so I take my pile of remote readings, and I constantly am doing energy balancing on myself. And so when I get into an energy posture, I put that energy, that healing energy and balancing over the remote reading person. So the healing begins as soon as you sign up. And then when I get to your reading, I will read your energy personal grids, and then I give you suggestions. I have been given many, many by personal training or my own downloads by my guides and teachers of different energetic attunements, different exercises is what I call them. They're energetic alignments that work with different parts of the energy field. And so I see which ones would be great for you, which would really work for you. So after the reading, you receive a CD, you receive with some of the stuff we're offering, essences and crystals, so you got to check out those specials. But you also receive a report of which attunement would work for you, so then it's in your hands for you to continue, if it resonates with you, the alignment. And so it's a really great deal to have an energy healing that lasts for 6 months, 8 months, a year, whatever you want to do with it. So those are the remote readings. And, of course, I do the one-on-one readings too, offering 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and we are having $25 off those things too. And with the 45 and 50, I think we're offering more money when off. So you got to check out those specials. Signing up for the free newsletter is great. And we also have gift certificates. People really like to, for those people that you don't know what to get, we have products down to services. And so gift certificates are a great thing for all those people that have everything, that anybody that wanted to try a reading and they were a little bit hesitant. It's a great thing to give them a gift certificate. It doesn't have any expiration date, and we just keep count on who it is for, and that's you give it to them, and it's a great present. So we do have gift certificates available. They're great for Christmas gifts too. A lot of people give them to their kids for or relatives for Christmas, birthdays, and anniversaries, all those kind of deals. And so those are available. So those are the up-and-coming events. I do want to say, before we go to the first break, I got an email from a client of mine who's actually very nice, she ended up being a friend, Joyce. She gave me this clip that is talking about the energies of August, and Mars, the planet Mars, is coming the closest that it ever has been in our recorded history, from what I understand from the video clip that Joy sent me. It's never come this close to planet Earth, and it won't be coming this close for another until the year 2278. And so by August, the whole month of August, we're going to be watching Mars becoming closer and closer and closer. By the time that Mars is, the moon is a full moon, and August 26th, it's going to look like we have 2 moons. It's going to be that close and that big. And so that's very interesting that we get to watch Mars come close to us the whole month of August and get bigger and bigger. And it's not only interested in astrology, I mean, an astronomical kind of thing, but also I always want to remind people, what's the energy of Mars? And Mars can be a warring planet, warring as in fighting, resistance, aggression, aggressive. And so we want to be mindful this month as far as, because there's different other astrological things going on right now that are having people feel really kind of, a lot of people are doing what I call energetic bipolar, or they feel split, and many people are feeling like they're split in half, or they're flipping from being happy one minute and then feeling not too great the next. And so this is all goes back to our energy field. So we want to make sure that as Mars is coming up, that we want to work with the assertive time. So as the energy is coming in, we could work with the positive aspects of that planet, which is, again, action-orientated service. And so we're going to a break. We'll come back, and we'll be opening up this phone line. So you listen to the Carol Connor Show.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines. I'm going to give that number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. And, Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sure, let's head off to the East Coast there, where we are contacting, or Claire has actually contacted us. She's calling in from Fredericksburg, if I can get this word out, Carrie, what am I doing today on Monday? Fredericksburg, Virginia there, let me get it out. Okay, she is authoring a book about poems. She's just wondering how it should go out. So let's see if we can talk to Claire. Claire, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Claire,
Hi,
how
Carrie.
Are you?
Okay. I felt like I was supposed to call you today.
Very good. So you've got your book is done?
Well, just 2 weeks ago, I made arrangements to get it published.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be out in about 3 or 4 months, and I feel real good about it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I just want to see if you're getting anything on that.
Well, it was... I hear when Benny's on the phone with people when we're on break, and I was writing down your name, Claire, and then I saw your son come in. I wrote book of poems, but then I wrote the word poet came through instead, and then I saw your face transfiguring into this whole male, and it's like your son steps back, meaning supporting it, backing you up. He's like, when I see somebody putting their arms out, that means holding space for you and guiding you. But it's interesting because I'm watching this incarnation of you. It's like there's a part of the channeling that you're doing is from a poet that you were that was in the late 1700s or early 1800s. Actually, I'm seeing 1780s. And it's even from the area of Virginia. It's interesting. And he's definitely a male. And I'm even hearing the name William, where William Williams. And so
William,
he's
William?
The energy of him with everything else. Think of, I'm watching it going like crazy. Did you already make a list of places like... I know a lot of people that publish the books. They'll go to New Age stores or even like local bookstores and health food stores, and they put their books right up in the front rack, like right where the cashier thing is. Have you started doing that yet?
No, I haven't gotten the books yet, but...
Even start doing that and talking to them even before get them published, because or let your fingers do the walking is what I'm seeing and talking. And, again, remember yoga studios, remember even some hair salons that have and I keep on seeing the hospital thing. I remember when I went to see my grandmother in the hospital once, I went down there, and there was a book of poems from a local artist that the hospital had inside the in the gift shop. And so I never thought about that. It was like a brilliant idea. And people tend to like the to support the local, but it's not only about the local. It's like getting that base, getting it out energetically, but also expanding it in a broader way as far as bringing it out, sending it, creating the media kit, the breast kit, the press kit is what it's called, and there's a lot of information about that. Even there's a book for dummies as far as like how to do press kits, and you send your the letter out and then newsletter out to the book out to a lot of different publishing stuff, radio stuff, and so I would encourage you to look online and get that information, and you could do all this stuff before the physical book is out, because a lot of times people give a sample of what the book is about or the theme, and to the people for like radio interviews and all that kind of deal. So you can definitely do that before the physical book is there. And again, I keep on seeing the a friend of mine wrote. I live in Salem, Connecticut, and she did the history of Salem, and they put it all over the books around Salem. But then they even went to southeastern Connecticut because it's part of southeastern Connecticut. Then it became international, so it was. It started by wherever you even went to the local, like Henny Penny is what we call them here, those milk convenient little stores where with milk and juice, and they had them there. So it was just different places and people that are willing to have the book there because they're supporting the local people. And but I'm also seeing it bridging out to more than local, but that's what you could be doing now. So thumbs up with the book, Claire.
And did you say that the author was me in the 1700s?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
The poet?
Yep.
And
yep.
It was
when
a man.
I see, Yep. When I see the energy transfiguring over, it's definitely you. And a lot of times that happens. We could see our guides as a lot of people's guides is actually them in another lifetime where they could evolved and or have evolved and were great artists or talents or that kind of deal. And we tap into their energy because
that would have been
dies.
His occupation at that time.
Excuse me?
He was a poet at that time.
Yes, he was a poet at that time. Absolutely. He was a well-known poet at that time. And
yeah.
He showed
so
me around that area, from like the Virginia area. Like he's circling that whole time period where Virginia, North Carolina. Yep. And so, part of the energy, so because he is you, he'll continue to do poems, because I'm seeing it's more than one book. I'm seeing a trilogy there, at least, or it could be like a packet of three books. So you could be even doing I just see three books at a time. So that's another good symbol of mine is when I see triangles and trilogies, because that's all about balance to me, and it's about sacred balance. And so,
do you think that's all poetry then, the books?
I see three goes, the other two goes into poetry, or they seem to be like components with the poetry book, but then I see the other ones going into more than poetry. It looks like even small stories or like stories that are small stories. I just, Stuart Wilde has a book out right now that is talking about the ancient Taoism, and there's all short stories there where you could read it like a 9-page story up to a 30-page story, and then I think there's like 50 different stories. So it's very, very cool. So it's something, it looks like longer poems is the second trilogy, where it's like, again, like short stories. Just like they have the good soup for the soul, that kind of deal, and where they have inspirational stories. So it has that inspirational feeling to it, and could even be different experiences that you've experienced, and then kind of improvise through experiences that you have bridge over to. But yeah, I'm not seeing it stopping. I feel like I'm just affirming that for you. So thumbs up with it. Congratulations.
That's amazing. It's been very grueling classroom
Excuse
of
me?
Life, I tell you, these past 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And with,
yeah.
with my family too. Do you feel any of the energy around that with my husband and daughter?
With your husband's job?
No, just the relationship and with my husband and my daughter.
Uh-huh. I'm seeing your husband turning his head over to the left, and he puts his like head up to the sky. It's almost as if like somebody punched him on the right side, and his neck is like kind of jerked back and looking over to the left, and he's like staring at the stars. So when I see that posture, think of that symbolic punch is like the like he could take it both ways. It's like the universe saying, wake up and start like looking at life differently, right? Because his eyes are all about perception, and that he could look at like the jaw represents chewing, to being able to assimilate life, food, and opportunities, where it's like a fight, or like I always say, we could go kicking or screaming or with grace and ease. But what's interesting is that I'm seeing him focusing on this star, and it's like intrigued by the star. And part of that star is like is the feminine energy, is the energy that's coming down right now, and that part of his journey, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. And this goes along with your daughter too. It's like they're learning how to bring in the divine feminine energy. There's a part, Claire, that you're representing it, and you're holding it and bringing it and radiating out to them. It really stirs up things in people, especially if they're resistant to it, or that they are a lot of men have their partners hold the feminine side and they do the male side. And we're in this huge bridging period where we're both male and female energy. It's all about the yin and yang. So I see them both working with that and working through that. And especially going with this month that I was just saying about Mars, with the energy of Mars coming up this over the next 3 weeks, that it's a real opportunity for both of them to really realize what are they fighting within themselves. They're like, there's a warring sense of within themselves. And that goes back down to all of us. It's like we have a wounded child that we are terrified to go and embrace. But if we don't embrace it, then that child gets in the driver's seat all the time. And I say that over and over again. And so our job here is to look at the aspects of ourselves and to embrace it. And it, when we embrace it, it takes the charge off, so then they don't get in the driver's seat, and then they don't run our energy, and then it change our perception and have us get caught in the duality. So it's a real part of learning to.
My husband says he feels like he's finally waking up, but he's
been in staring at the star. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. So think of.
Actually, it's very positive, but
absolutely with him,
it's been another rejection on me emotionally, but actually
mm-hmm.
it's going to be better. But
it's going to be better because it's, he's learning. It could feel like a rejection, Claire, but it's more of the wounded child way, because we come in here and with spouses, we tend to do the you complete me. We all do that. So it's like our spouses complete us, and so we tend to put the males in the right side and we put the males to the females on the left side. We're learning to hold our own energy. So at first it can feel like a rejection or like an abandonment or an orphan, but him staring and
positive. It's
exactly.
Been so repressed.
Yeah. Up, I heard
so,
the bells, and so I'm going to, Claire, this is, I say congratulations on all parts of you, your husband, yourself, and your daughter. So keep up the good work, my dear. And we're going to the break, and we'll be right back after this short break to listen to the O'Connor Show.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. And let me give that number out. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819 with open phone lines taking your calls. And Benny, speaking of that, why don't we go to this phone line?
There we go. There's my cue. I was waiting for you to introduce me. That's cool. We're going to bring on Galadriel. It's been a while since we talked to our old pal from Oak Harbor. She's calling in. She wants to know if you're able to contact a lost friend of hers, Brian. And we're not sure if Brian is still around with us or is still around with us. So we'll see what you have to say. So, Galadriel, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just got my remote reading from you, so I'm processing that, and I have felt like I've been getting healing energy before mm-hmm. I got the reading back from you.
Mm-hmm.
And what
you
I'm
good.
Calling about today, I lost track of Brian, and I think he may be on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he have liver issues?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The first thing he's pointing to is liver issues, and the first thing I'm getting is liver issues. And that's in even, like, hep C, you know, when you get hepatitis C from seafood and that kind of deal.
But uh-huh.
also seeing vulnerability there with the liver energy in general with going on the father side, even including addiction patterns and stuff like that. So there was, a genetic component for just we could have chi, life force, being blocked to different meridians, you know, and so he definitely had the liver meridian being compromised, and I'm just seeing him pointing to liver as far as being definitely emotionally clogged first, and then a lot of trapped anger and rage, and he is just like an energetic, like, rope around his throat as far as, like, cutting his own nose off to spite his face. He also calls you the helper bridger, like you were the golden hand that helped. Some people come into our life for a reason, a season or a lifetime, and he definitely came in for a season. And when I see bridges, it's like to bridge us from one person to another or to give exchange information or to teach each other stuff. And so that's what the people do, and he definitely has shown me that to you. Your golden hand represents an opportunity for him to get out of tying his own noose around his own neck and be able to feel like he could speak freely
mm-hmm.
And not to I'm seeing himself hanging by a tree, but that's not literal. It's more energetic or emotionally where he would have the pattern of holding himself. And he literally could have experienced in past lives where he was hung on a tree where it was feel wrongly accused. And so if I was doing a remote read on his energy, it'd feel like a sense of fear of being annihilated and real coming in with a residual energy of deep sense of betrayal, especially from those that are close to him, because it seems like, again, wrongly accused or falsely accused. It's the witch burning that in Europe, whether remember, it was anywhere from 5 million to 7 million. That's what history says so far, and we know how history can sometimes shovel stuff under the carpet. So the sense is that, and have you not talked to him for like 25 years?
No, it's probably been maybe 5 years.
Okay. Was it a total of 25-year relationship then? Because I'm seeing 25, 25, 25, 25. Is it 25th or 25 all around it?
Maybe. I'm trying to remember. No, that would have been too long. It more like 15 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He also shows me like this image of him going off into the sun, like into the desert or off into the blaring light. Did he just kind of disappear off the face of the earth?
Yeah, but, you know, he was having some problems that I could no longer help him with.
Right.
So I kind of kicked him out of my life, and I feel guilty about that, you know.
Yep.
But I felt like he needed to – he was, like, depending on me.
Yeah.
And I felt like he needed professional help.
Yeah. Definitely.
That was the last time I spoke with him, and I just got a computer, so I've been kind of trying to find him, and I did find an obituary for mm-hmm. someone with the same name mm-hmm. from I think 2006, mm-hmm. but I can't seem to get any more information than that.
Mhm. 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 Well, the biggest thing is because, as you know, that death is just an illusion, that we go from one dimension to another, and that's even if the biggest message is that he came in, and as you even, the gold hand is for you to not feel guilty, that we don't want to continue to be in those patterns that drain us and continue to drain us, and that especially, like, you gave him the golden opportunity for him to go and get professional help, and that was your contract. And so the biggest message for you is to not feel guilty, to feel complete with it, because there's a sense of, I'm just watching him, again, walk off into the to the sunlight, almost like a drama around it. And so that could even be, I'm going underground or whatever, but that also would be, I'm still in my patterns, you know what I mean? So
right.
The biggest message would be to just for you to realize that you did, that it was an opportunity of, that you were showing him an energetic posture of how to hold an energy pattern, and that then it's up to him to hold it. And so we can't make anybody do anything. If we do, then we infringe on them. We push them, and it's literally infringing. And so, and it's not our job to do that. So just being able to feel like you could clear the guilt off with it, and just if he comes into your head, just like a sense of a completion, and just like healing energies, just like sending healing light out of your heart, and kind of like what I call like a namaste bow. It's just like honoring the God self within him by the God self within you, or higher self to higher self.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Carrie. Right.
Thanks very much there, Galadriel, for calling in. And Carrie, it sounds like you're breaking up a little bit. Yeah. Nope. Hang on. You know what? Let's just dive right off to a quick early break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back with more of your calls. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor with open phone lines today, August 2nd. Oh, my sister's birthday tomorrow. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Yeah, we will do. And sorry for the last call there before we went to the break. We just had some technical difficulties there.
Yes,
you know, sometimes it happens. You and your hot, white hot energy that you provide, Carrie, is just...
Right.
Makes
That's
the phone
right.
lines go a little crazy. Like, you know, they're like, hey, what's going on here? You know, so hopefully we can work things out. And Helena has now called, Helena. I knew I was going to get it wrong and I did. And well, I'm going to correct myself again. Helena, she's called in from New Milford, New Jersey. She has some relationships going on around her. She wants to know what's up. So Helena, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thanks, Penny. Thanks, Carrie. How are you? It's Earth Mom, Ooh. Helena. How are you?
How are you, Helena? How are you?
Well, some interesting energies coming about.
Yeah.
So reconnecting with... Yeah, I'm sorry. You talk.
No, go ahead.
Okay, you some go. Interesting energies. People from a few decades, kind of a little bit back in my life, and it looks like it could work for career and, you know, help career, and you know, we can help each other possibly. Wondering what you get on that. And I'd also like to know if I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If I should go through with the Green Cabaret I have scheduled for August 14th because it's not quite coming together yet.
Okay. All right. August what?
14th, Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, going into the interesting reconnection with decades, I'm hearing this all over the world that people are reconnecting. It's like a soul group reconnection, realignment. And so people making a reappearance into our life, and especially just like what I said with the last caller as far as like the gold hand, or whenever I see a hand that's either rainbow hand or a gold hand, that means a bridging time, bridging opportunity. And so that's a good thing. It's a sign of... Helena, that you're clearing out your energy and making connections with like energy, synchronistic events, and they can help and open doors as you can help and open energetic doors with them too. And when I went to your event on August 14th, I saw on the right side this and the emotional part of it, this gray cloud. Part of that cloud has to do with, and I'm noticing my dog start immediately barking, and I know everything means something, and so. That part of that is where I would encourage you to think of where you're like on guard, and part of the emotional part is like putting more energy consciously or unconsciously into my worst nightmares that it won't work out. You know what I mean? And so, and then it's like doing a dance of is it my saboteur that wants to make it make it go further away, or to, you know, to reschedule it, or is it really something that I want to listen to? And so, and I'm watching that the energy flips back and forth to saboteur, to something you should listen to, saboteur, something you should listen to. And so like 50% like every day it flips back to something different. And so I would encourage you to really think of it as our outside stuff of what we do does not define ourselves. You know what I mean? We define ourselves. And so this is a whole thing of redefining what Helena is, who she is. And she, you are an aspect of God's source creator doing a project. And so doing a passion, but it can't, no matter what the success of it or whatever it is, it is. It's like when we do our passion, it's that we're let go of outcome is what the bottom line is, because it doesn't define who our essence is. And if you're not feeling strong in that and feeling really, really in your core with that, as far as let go of the outcome of it and just looking at it as an opportunity to do your passion, then I would encourage you to see if you can embrace that, see how long it has to be. Do you have a certain date that you have to do before you'd have to reschedule it?
Well, it probably would be now because I don't want to make bad friends with this theater. And it's more like I'm not finding the resources to get my own rehearsal done and be good. And I think the other people will be fine in it and getting enough acts for it this time.
Right. Well, then that's the gray cloud over. So think of that part of it. And even think of the energy of Mars right now. So you could look at it as like the practice run of not tapping into that. It doesn't mean that the show can't go on or must go on. So just think of still continuing to actually work with the energies, but go beyond time as far as thinking that you're bringing in people that are going to be helping you more, bringing in, allowing yourself the resources so it's not a stretch, because if it's a stretch and then it's like with the resources, then consciously or unconsciously you're going to put more money into the fear of the worst nightmare that's going to happen, and then that could be pulling more energy into that. So this is a real period of like evening out, making those connections, making strong connections, and being able to really, again, feed your inner core as far as the core essence of your energy. It's like I see it as a thermometer where we want to raise our energy from the bottom all the way up to the top and out, over our head, out of our crown chakra. Throughout the day, most of us deplete our own energy out of the time. By the time we're out of our shower, we're already on it's 50% of the thermometer is already empty by 8:30 in the morning. So we want to constantly keep on raising the energy up and having it flowing over. So then we don't deplete, and then because when it's depleted, then we start going our tubes. So see, everything has tubes and balls starts going into our worst nightmare scenarios, and then we start creating that. It's time of big iron. Ironing foundational energy out and feeling like you're in a stronger foundation. And it's really a period. I'm seeing a whole bunch of fours around you. So it's like an ending of a four-year cycle that in April of 2004, I'm seeing you do this like sweeping gesture with the 360-degree turn to your left side, April of 2010. And it's a good thing because it's like you're clearing out the emotional body, the 2 to 4 feet around you, 360 degrees. And so, and then you're like back to the center, and that's, and it looks like very much like, again, like a gymnastic or this, there's this flowing symmetrical energy. So the, that's clearing the fog, the energetic fog throughout the emotional body, bridging over to the feeling body. Go with the feelings. The feeling has symmetry. The feeling actually has an extra magnetic pull to pull in those things that we're desiring. You're already seeing it by making the connections and having the connections. People start coming in. I'm just seeing the pieces of a puzzle all fall into place together on the ground beautifully. And then I keep on watching Mars. I mean, it's coming in and doing its
Hey, Carrie, just one second. Carrie, you might have to repeat the last thing you said. Your phone was kind of breaking up there again.
I'm sorry.
Yep, looks like we're dealing with another little bit of an issue there. Hang on, Carrie, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here.
There we go. Okay, let's try one more time. Sorry if you want to wrap up.
Okay, all right. What I was saying, the bottom line is that it's like you're putting pieces together of a puzzle that you don't want the puzzle to think it's like in thousands of pieces. You want it to think of it's like a kid's puzzle where there's just four easy pieces. It's all about foundational energy, increasing communication, being able to work as a team. I keep on seeing four pieces coming together, and it's easy. So that's, Helene, is like a part of clearing, having solid foundation, open up to opportunities as far as resources, not having it to be a stretch for you. And it's bigger than the cabaret. Goes back into learning that our outside things are don't define us, we define ourselves. And so when we feel that, it's just what we do in the outside is it's our passion. So it allows us to feed that passion with universal energy versus our reserve energy. So that's what I'm watching you since April of this year in particular, learning how to do. It's like flipping a switch out of a generator and to learn that the generator is universal energy where all of us come in and we learn how to feed off each other instead of the universal energy. So it's a major shift. It's a positive shift. And you're going to be seeing it more in the 3D world, and including from April of this world until August in particular. It's like when things are settling down into the 3D world. It's like And sometimes that's what exactly, no, it follows the birthing chart. We have an idea in the seventh chakra, and it goes out of the root chakra. And when it's out of the root, it goes down our legs, and then it becomes into solid world. And so that's what I'm watching you do. It comes into an idea, a passion first, and then it follows the chakra center. So this is an important bridging period. So, and then I'm watching the your energy, like a thermometer, or it's like being able to keep your core up, and that's going to help you in all your endeavors, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? I launched the Green Cabaret in April.
And oh, you did? Cool.
And the people, yeah, and the people from like 30 years ago, there could be a synchronicity with Green Cabaret, and it's kind of amazing, mm-hmm. and scary and fun.
Yeah, that's the whole thing of the duality dance, the straddling of the two worlds of amazing, passionate, fun, and also scary at the same time. And the key there, Helena, is to still do it even if we're scared. You know what I mean? To still break through the fear and to realize that that's part of even the process. It's a typical part of the process. It's even like when we're having a baby. It's like the tension. It's the peritoneum gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and it's like there's a tension there, but it's like a creation process tension. So we be a baby, a project, a show, a cabaret, a business, it's the same process. And so that's what April, and significantly, it's not only that you started the cabaret in there, but it's what you're doing with your energy body. It's a significant turn in April. And so and you're going to start seeing the results more and more, especially with the A's through you from April through August. And so this August in particular, I'm seeing you experiencing more things with more flow, things ironing out, things coming easier. So it's a great time for manifesting in a 3D world. Okay.
Thank goodness. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Thank you for you doing your passion, because that helps us all.
All right, Helena, thanks for calling in. And Carrie, I think we have time for one more. We'll hit up Renee. She's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. She had a question about her health and some skin issues that she's going through. So let's see if we can help her out. Renee, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you, Renee?
I'm good. I learned so much from listening to you, so thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you. So what's going on?
I'm 47, and I've been experiencing acne, and I was just hoping you could see some direction that I can find a resolution.
Okay. All right. The first thing I've seen is a ball on your right shoulder that has to do with father's energy. They say energetically that acne has to do with inner rage, in particular at father. Did you ever know that?
I didn't know that.
Yep. And so, and when I'm seeing it on your right shoulder, it's this ball that looks like a pool ball table, an eight ball. Whenever I see that symbol, Renee, that's my thing of here. Think of this ball has come up to your shoulder, so it's in the past, even past history. And it's not only father, it's male energy. And it's like having the eight ball in the pool game. If we shoot it in too early, I don't know pool at all, but I also know if you scratch the eight, people yell at you. But the bottom of it, if we get the eight ball in at the end, it's like we win. So whenever I see the symbols, think of this month in particular, it's all about balance and really working on the male side of your energy and really looking at and working with like at wherever you've been stifled off or couldn't be able to speak or felt like you couldn't speak, and that's when this, like, the skin erupts. But I'm watching the ball turn sideways, and again, that's the infinity eight. So this is a time of being able to, it's a physical detox is what it is. And so we might say, well, geez, I'm 48 years old, what the heck, but I'm watching the detox happening from inside of you. So think of what I've been saying about the inner core, like our spine. It looks like a rotor cleansing. When I see this, like corkscrew energy go up somebody, and then it clears out to the physical. The skin is the biggest organ for us to detox. And so think of the acne as a, I'm seeing you bridging it over. I'd really encourage you to do liver cleanses, it's almost like it's allergic reaction in your liver. And so any kind of liver detox teas, that kind of deal, milk thistle, it'll help you clear up the acne. And part of this is, it's a temporary thing. It's a bridging thing, because I'm seeing you take that eight ball and sinking it in the pool table, and that's my symbol of having success with it. Part of it is the skin reacting to old patterns, and sing is what I just heard. Sing, move your voice, sing in the shower, sing in the car, just allow your voice to come out, because I'm watching these balls come out of your throat that look very mucousy, and that's my symbol of clearing out the emotional body, and then it'll start the energy, the chi, the prana, the life force start to flow. And those infinity eight balances, and really visualize your right shoulder being aligned with your left shoulder. See symmetry there, because I see it's like jerked out like 4 or 5 inches, and it's holding a protective posture. It's almost like you're almost holding like your right breast, or almost like a child into the breast, like not wanting to see the right side of my heart because it's been hurt before. So, and that goes back to being enraged of why can't people be nice. And you come in as a very old soul, and you're very sensitive. So going back to the detox, any kind of detoxing, cleansing. I just finished a 7-day cleansing diet that had supplements that were AM and PM, and they it was balanced. So to look for anything that has a balanced part where you could detox, but it's also putting like the probiotics or the stuff back in you at the same time. And so that's going to bring yourself back into balance there. I also saw rose water, as far as I know that Edgar Casey had this rose water spray, and I saw you spritzing it on your face. And so it's in a pink bottle. So that would be very helpful for you, too. All right.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
you're
Carrie.
Welcome. You have a great day, Renee. And I heard my cue. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back right after this short. No, actually, we're done. May you align with the divine. I'll talk to you next week.